Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Sunday nights at the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge are a time when poets can slam, spit, and carry a chorus alongside jazz musicians. Recently, the community celebrated the Poetry Jam's 25th anniversary and the man who started it all. WBUR's Christella Guetta takes us there.
Everybody say smooth. Smooth. Turn to the person next to you and say, you look good. Turn to the person behind you and say, you look beautiful.
Here, music mingles with words that hang in the air of this dark basement like a haze. There's a bar in one corner, soft carpet underfoot. This evening's host, Harlem 125, sets the mood for the evening and the poetry to come.
I can see you through the prism of my life, colored, overlapped, conceptual, magnified.
On the mic is Trish Janice. On the sax is Jeff Robinson. She finishes her poem and quickly notes that she has another, a tribute.
I have known and loved and adored this man for 25 years. That is something very special and very magical.
To understand the legacy of Jeff Robinson and his trio, you have to ask the poets, because he's pretty humble, a jazz musician who doesn't like to talk about himself. He founded this poetry jam in 1998 to perform. He became a host, a slam master for competition, the person setting up chairs and testing sound equipment. So for one night, poets like Yoka Okoawo dedicated their words to him.
This is 25 years dissertation in the making, underground style. Yeah. Berklee College of Music needs to give this man a doctorate. Yeah.
If you ask Robinson, creating the Poetry Jam is a journey, one that started after he arrived in Boston from St. Louis to study music at Berklee. He discovered the way poetry and music make something new.
I'm not a poet, but I do love playing music with poets. It's been an eye-opener, and it's changed my music dramatically.
How much time can I slow down to enjoy this flow with you, and how slow can we go? Musicians play with time, and I'm letting my heart sing me.
Robinson's sax sounds like a bee, buzzing just under Margot Malia's poem.
I expected I'm moving matter with defying time and space. I become no one.
Poets come in and out all evening, taking a break outside. I catch a moment with Jeannie Nunes, who won the slam that evening. Born and raised in Roxbury, she's been driving across the bridge to Cambridge to attend poetry nights for 22 years.
Like, we all do it out of love, you know? The majority of the poets you heard tonight are all well in their 40s. You know, some of us hitting 50, you know, grown kids, some of even grandparents on that mic. But when you get on that mic, on that stage anyway, we defy age, we defy any other thing, any barrier. It's just like, it's church.
This night draws all kinds. Fresh faces arrive nervous, but ready to share poems about love or their pet who just passed away. Legends of the poetry community, like Reggie Gibson.
Before technology tamed the mind, a man took his hands and began to clap. And that was the beginning of the boom, boom, pow. Let's take it back to the dawn of time.
There was something that was in the space tonight because of the people who were there that is beyond my experience to be able to name. Which for me, as a poet, is what creates poetry, you know? Because if you can name it, then you just write prose. If you can't name it, you write poetry.
That indescribable feeling is what keeps people coming back. And though Robinson is stepping away from the Poetry Jam, the mic will still be there on Sundays. Poet and frequent host Cole Rodriguez made a promise that night to continue Robinson's legacy of uplifting artists. She also can't wait to hear what he does next.
I look forward to you telling me stories about what you do on the weekend now that you don't gotta come here every week. I look forward to when you show up with a poem of your own.
At the end of the night, Robinson takes to the mic, thanking those in the room, and giving some parting words in the best way he knows how.
This is what I want to leave y'all with.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Cristela Guerra.